Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Let me tell you something. This is no lie. And I saw your advertisement, and I dialed that number that came on, and I cannot believe this, because I'm a skeptic, number one, I'm holistic, number two, I'm a hospice nurse, number three, and I want to tell you how wonderful it is, the things I can do now that I couldn't do before. My daughter came up to see me from another state, and she said, Mom, what happened? I said, I took those vitamins that they're advertising on TV all the time. And she said, I can't believe what you're doing. So I just love your product. I just think it's absolutely sensational.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Today's mood? Cranky, with a low tolerance for victimhood. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Love it. I love that liner coming in. Oh, refreshing. So welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Wednesday, which means you are officially halfway to your big, long weekend that I know you're looking forward to as much as we are. Hi, Susan Reeve. How are you?
I'm wonderful today.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, we have a lot to dive into, I'll tell you that. And 2 points of business. C-SPAN asked me to come on Independence Day. So I will be telling everybody what I think of Roe versus Wade and guns and everything else. So that should be very enlightening and interesting.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so that'll be in the morning, I think 9:15 Eastern. And so you can tune in for that. And it's Washington Journal. So, yep. And I'm not going to hold back. So that'll be fun. Anyway, it's going to be great. And also, I did the Alex Jones Show today, and I talked about 20 different things we should be doing as states and as citizens right now. 20 different things to stop this great reset, or at least slow it down. And you can catch that at Banned, the word Banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, dot video. So Banned dot video. Just put that into the URL, and it goes there, and you'll see all these different shows, and you'll see the Alex Jones Show, and it's right there. And I always appreciate being able to go on with my own content every day, and I really like it. I mean, you know, when I go on there every week, it's been really nice. And so, you know, I love hearing from that audience, because I've gotten so many wonderful emails from that audience, and they've just been fantastic. And so I'm hoping that if you came from there and you're listening to this right now, I'm so grateful that you found this show as well. So, and of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. And Susan, let's talk about what is deep inside the gun bill. This is a really big deal.
Well, didn't it seem odd that these Republicans just waltzed up? I think there were 14 of them that said, yes, let's do the gun bill. The guy from Cornyn from Texas, people said, what is going on? Well,
they were all high up on the payroll of the NRA, which is really interesting, because this came courtesy of the NRA. What? Okay, but go ahead. Sorry.
But maybe they're getting even more money from another player. And who is the biggest player in the U.S. that gives money? It's Big Pharma.
Right.
So deep inside the gun bill is a break for prescription drug middlemen. This is about those rebates that come across. It's a little bit complicated, but not too much. There's three big drug middlemen or pharmacy benefit managers in the United States that control more than 70% of the marketplace. And so it includes CVS Caremark, Express Scripts, and Optum Rx. You know, a lot of people get their drugs through the mail.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And what they put in there is they're exempt now from any kickback statutes under Medicare. They're allowed to take a cut of the rebate. The larger a rebate for a drug is, the more that these companies can profit, if not for the exemption. So there was currently an exemption. The exemption went away. And
an exemption from making money off of the rebate?
From getting a kickback. Yes.
Ah.
Yes. This rebate. So, and so what happens is the government has wanted to have part of that. It says the federal government collects a portion of rebate under the Medicare program. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that keeping the rebate rule will net the government about $180 billion over a decade. The government is getting rich off the rebates from Big Pharma. It's complicated, but guess who it screws
out? Yeah, right. And then just sitting back and wonder why that's in a gun bill.
That's what the community, so there's community pharmacists. This was written by a publication in Ohio, and community pharmacists in Ohio have been complaining for years that unfair practices by these middlemen, which own pharmacies of their own, are driving them out of business. So a spokesperson said that extending the kickback protection in the gun bill is shady. She goes, this is objectionable on two levels. First of all, they're getting an extension on one of their biggest scams that harms patients and prevents real transparency in drugs prices. And secondly, it's shady that it's in a gun bill.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
The government will continue to reap nothing that it sows.
Not only that, but they can print as much money as they want. Wow.
Yes. Boy. And it says Medicaid recipients are going to feel these increases because their co-payments are based on it. And so there's, you know, it's complicated when you're enrolled in these prescription things, and there's
everybody
all
says
these
rebate, and you're like, ooh, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you don't realize where that money's being funneled.
Yes. And so it was interesting when you see such gung-ho behavior. And so they reached out to a lot of the lawmakers that passed this and got no response.
Like election fraud, just nothing, just crickets.
No response.
Ah.
Like, were you guys going to mention this? Were you going to mention this? And so what are we left with? Well, we're left with the gun bill that has now put in place these red flag laws in many states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the money that goes with it. That's the key part, right? The
right.
money. Well, what happened in California is that the Attorney General of California pointed people to a website, and on the website, people were able to now find the names of all the gun permit holders in the state of California, their addresses, their birth dates. And people said, wait a minute, how come we're able to see this?
Yeah.
Oh, and then after the hue and cry, they took it down. But if you compare that, if you say, wait a minute, we just passed red flag laws and now people have the names and the addresses of people who they know have guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a coincidence,
right.
I think.
Right.
That's got to be maybe just
Jeez. Oh, not a mistake.
So if anybody wondered why you don't want a gun registry, that is a permanent gun registry.
Yep.
Because can you trust the government to keep it under wraps?
No, and it's illegal to do it anyway. It's an infringement on the Second Amendment to have a gun registry.
Totally.
In the first place. So
they interviewed a man who said, you know, nobody in my family, outside of my immediate family, knew I had a gun. And now my relatives do. And you can see how, especially in California, that might be a problem for neighbors who might say, I don't want my kid going over to your house if you have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Or relatives who say, why do you have a gun?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we happened to get one because you had to apply to get one for a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
And now the stalker's going to get it. The stalker knows. So it's an interesting, out of the blue, in the middle of everything, people are now in a quandary. What do they do?
Yeah.
Isn't this just unbelievable?
That's what happens when you go up against the Constitution and you do something deceptive and you get it passed and the people then have to do it, and they call it security and safety. There's no security or safety about it. You know, they're all infringements. And this mental health bill really is what it is, because it's really, red flag is all about mental. They're mentally ill, or that person is emotionally distraught. Go take their guns. It's a free for all for being somebody that can get back at somebody else now. So, you know, it doesn't matter. A political group doesn't like what you're saying on the radio, get your guns gone. You know what I mean? It is endless what can happen. An ex-spouse, a friend, an ex-friend, an ex-employer, ex-employee, all they have to do is make a phone call now. And then I do think that the police can make up their own, because it's not like they haven't done that for traffic stops, let's be real. And so, of course they can, and it's horrific what it's going to do to people. It is the biggest, most atrocious bill, but that's why they were dazzling us with Roe versus Wade, even though it really wasn't anything, they overturned bad law, but that didn't mean it stopped. So for 49 years, we could have, as states, done it anyway. But here we are being dazzled by that, and not a mention of the gun bill.
And
not to mention,
and the timing of Uvalde,
yeah,
which says people were demanding that now a gun law bill be passed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that it had the prescription thing buried in it. I'm sure that's what they meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
That people meant to say, we really want this.
They love burying stuff in these bills. What a great find! Because as far as that goes, I remember reading into the first COVID bill. It was a COVID bill. But it was that whole first section about digital currency, implementing digital currency through the post offices, and everybody would have a machine at their local post office where they could go redeem their card, but it would stay as digital currency. They had it all mapped out. They had to take it out before they passed the first COVID bill, because people were like, why is this in there? So it's mapped out and it's coming. Definitely.
Yeah. It's a road map.
Yep. Yep. That's why I don't think they'll kick the post office ever to the curb, because I think they really do want to utilize it in the future, because it's already there in every community. Do you know what I mean? So if you were going to implement something like a card, and they wanted these ATM, these like machines to be in the post office where you would go in with your card.
Right.
Very weird.
And it would be easy to get rid of the post office, because mm-hmm. 90% of what you get is junk mail.
No, I realize that, but this is why they're going to keep it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be easy to say.
The postmaster used to be the fourth in line, I think it was, for the presidency.
Really?
Yeah, postmaster general. I know. Very, very weird. But yeah. So when we come back to, we still have another minute. That is just atrocious about the California thing. But it's not an accident, ever. They're never accidents.
No, and speaking speaking of California, Tesla is moving to Texas, and they're laying off a whole bunch of people in California. So it's sad. We're starting at a point where lots mm-hmm. of people are going to be losing their jobs from lots of places. It's happening a lot in California. Silicon Valley is getting
hit. People are starting to make decisions.
Netflix is getting hit. Well, there's companies getting hit now mm-hmm. because people don't have the discretionary funding in their budgets.
Right.
Because gas is so high. Food is so high.
We are in the second stage of inflation now, or the second stage of a recession, because that's what happens is people first are deer in the headlights, and then it goes to decision-making by companies, decision-making by business owners. It affects a lot of lives. And so that's called the second stage. So we're
interesting.
In that.
Yeah. Well, that's California right now.
That's all. I
Fun
think
place.
All of us.
Hmm.
Don't you? I think it's all of us. We'll be right back. Make sure you get over to preparewithkate.com and get yourself some food storage, please. They have so many wonderful deals on products that aren't even food either. There's tons of products that you would need in a blackout, or all kinds of things, ponchos, all waterproof things, solar items, all kinds of things. Go to preparewithkate.com, and when you click on one of those items, it'll take you into the site, and oh my gosh, you guys, get some food storage. Get the food inside your home now.
Hi, this is Ryan from Inside Out Hyperbarics, and today I'm on the radio to say thank you to all of our clients who have allowed us to be part of their healing journeys, from helping those suffering from traumatic brain injury and chronic pain disorders to those with symptoms of autoimmune or the lingering effects of COVID-19 long haulers. It's been an honor you put faith in us to help you through some of your toughest times. So to give back, we will be running monthly specials to celebrate our upcoming 6-year anniversary. To find these specials, check us out on the web at insideouthyperbarics.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics, bringing out the best in you.